Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, people of God, praise the Lord on tonight, and listen, happy love day, happy love day, happy Valentine's Day, amen. We know every day is a love day, glory to God, but glory to God, this is the day that we, amen, really turn up the volume, amen, glory be to God, turn up the volume, letting everyone know. Amen. How much you love them, how much you appreciate them. Glory to God. We should do it every day. Amen. We pray that you do. Glory to God. But listen, people of God, what greater love, what greater love. Amen. Glory to God than the Father. Amen, Jesus. Then he would come and lay down his life. Amen. For our sins, that he would die for us, that he would give his life that we might live. Amen. Glory to God. He did it for us, people of God. He did it for us. He did it for us. And we are so grateful. We are so grateful for it on tonight. Amen. We are so indeed grateful on tonight for each and every one of you that have come out to be with us on this night. Amen, Jesus. We know that there's a lot of celebrating, a lot of special dinners. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Probably going out. Amen, and are fixing dinner at home. Glory to God. But however the way, amen, we pray that you had a and that you're having a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Valentine's Day today. Amen. Glory to God. We just want to let you know, people of God, that we love you. We love you. We love you. We love you. On behalf of PNN and its advisory board, we just want to let you know that we love you. We love you. We appreciate you. We thank God for you. We thank God for you being a part of this Prayer News Network Global. Amen. Jesus, just reflecting back, amen, from whence we came, amen, to where we are now. And I tell you, my God, truly, he has been good to us. He's been good to us here on this Prayer News Network Global. And again, we just want to thank God for each of you coming to be, amen, coming out to be with us. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen, Jesus. We pray that, listen, that you took some time and love on someone today. Amen. Told them, amen, happy Valentine's Day, happy Love Day. Glory to God, we pray that you took some time out to do that today, because people of God, everybody likes to be appreciated. Everybody likes to be loved. Everybody likes to be told that they're loved. Amen. Glory to God. So we pray, amen, that you took some time out to do that on today. We want to welcome you to the Prayer News Network Global. Welcome, 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 each and every one of you. Amen. We thank God for you. We bless the Lord for you. Amen. As we can say, truly, the Lord has done us well. He has done us well. Amen. Glory be to God. He has truly, 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 truly done us well. Amen. And we are so grateful for that on tonight. Amen. We are so grateful, so grateful. And we are here tonight. Amen, Jesus. We're here tonight in the presence of the Lord. Amen, to hear, amen, more love, amen, more love, amen, of what the Lord has done and what he's doing. God, so we're grateful tonight, amen. Thank God for each and every one of you, those of you that are dialing in, those that are listening by Facebook, those that are listening by the web on tonight, those that are listening by podcast. Glory to God. We just give God thanks and we just give God praise for you on tonight. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, each and every one of you. We just, again, bless the Lord for you. We're feeling grateful. We're feeling grateful tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Just feeling all special. It's in the air. It's in the air. Amen. Glory be to God. So we thank God for you. Amen. Those that are, amen, listening in other countries, we thank the Lord for you. We thank you for taking the time out. We realize we're crossing many, many, many time zones. And so for whatever time you're listening in, glory be to God, we want you to know we thank God for you. Thank you for listening in. Thank you for being a part of what God is doing here on the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. We just want to give God thanks and praise for, amen, Jesus, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I thank the Lord today, amen, for, listen, it's a personal thing. I thank him for dying for me. Amen, Jesus, it's a personal thing. Hallelujah, it's a heartfelt thing. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm taking it personal tonight. Amen, he did it for me. I know he did it for all of us, glory to God, but we got to take ownership for that thing. Amen, glory to God. So I thank him, amen, glory to God, for saving me, sanctifying me, filling me with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost, people of God, and went on, didn't stop there. Glory be to God, and I thank God for the fire. Glory to God, the fire of God that fuels my desire, amen, that keeps me running on, amen. Glory to God, as the song said, want to run on and see what the end is going to be, amen. Glory to God. So we give him thanks. We give him praise tonight. Glory to God for, amen, Jesus. Thanking God for my leaders, the late Apostle Dr. S.B. James. Thanking God for him. Amen, Jesus. The work, the work, the work. Amen. The legacy, the life. Amen, Jesus. What he left here in the earth. Amen. Glory to God. Thanking God for him. Amen, Jesus. For the blueprint. Yes, for the blueprint, amen. We're not traveling all over the world physically, amen. But listen, people of God, we're traveling through these airways. We are traveling through these airways, amen. Glory to God, following the same blueprint, amen. Winning souls to Christ, amen. Preaching of the gospel, glory to God. preaching of the gospel. Amen. Glory be to God. Showing somebody the way. Amen. Healing the brokenhearted. Glory be. And setting the captives free. Glory to God. That's what we're here for. That's what we're doing. Amen, Jesus. By the spoken word declared. Amen. By his anointed vessels. Amen. Glory to God. People we may never see. Glory to God. But it doesn't matter. Glory to God. Listen, it's all by spirit. Amen. Glory to God. Just that these souls will be saved. Amen. Saved from a burning hell. Glory be to God. Amen. That they might be, glory to God, have a right to the tree of life, to the tree of life, that we might reign with him in his universal and his everlasting kingdom. Amen. Glory to God. That's why we're here. That's why we come. Glory to God, because we're making ready. We're making ready. Amen. We're listening to this word. Glory to God. This word is cleansing us and purging us and purifying us. Amen. Glory to God. We're being purified by this word. Glory to God. And the Lord is making his people ready. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We're not just coming to be coming, people of God, but we're coming with purpose. We're coming with purpose. Amen. So we thank the Lord tonight for each and every one of you. Amen. Thanking the Lord for our senior apostle on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Dr. Samuel Huggins James. Thanking the Lord for Bishop K.A. Tina and my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor Sr. Amen. Thanking God, amen, for the advisory board of the PNN. Thanking him tonight, people of God, for each and every one of you. Thank God for you for coming, amen, to be with us here on the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. We thank the Lord tonight. Amen. We're not going to tarry because, people of God, we have a woman of God. Amen. That is coming tonight. Glory to God. She's coming to break forth the word. And I don't know about you after last night. Glory be to God. I'm telling you, I'm just ready. Amen. Just fill my cup, Lord. Fill my cup. Glory to God. And we want to hear, amen, what the Lord has to say. Amen. Glory to God. So we're not going to tarry tonight. Glory be to God, because we do want to hear the conclusion of the matter. Come on, somebody. We want to hear the conclusion of the matter and what God is saying to us, his people. Amen. So tonight, people of God, amen, we, glory to God, getting prepared, amen, for the word. Amen, Jesus. We sanctify the line, and after we sanctify the line, we're going to have Sister Robin to come and bless us. Amen.
The recording has started.
Glory to God. She's going to come and bless us. Amen. In song. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. And then immediately after that, amen, Jesus, we're going to release the line to our speaker tonight. Amen. So glory to God. Amen. Sister Robin, amen, can go ahead and grace the platform. And then, amen, we want to get our speaker to go ahead and grace the platform. Amen. Press star 6 and come on over. Amen, Jesus. And after we sanctify the line, Sister Robin, glory to God, and then, people of God, the next voice you will hear will be that of the woman of God. Amen, Jesus. We thank God. Yet last night was our first time coming to be with us. Amen. Glory to God. And were we not blessed? Oh, yes, we were blessed. Amen. Glory be to God. Coming to us, amen, from Brundage, Alabama. Glory to God. We thank God for this woman of God by way of the Bahamas. Glory to God. By way of Jerusalem Temple Evangelistic Pentecostal Church. Amen. That's actually the headquarters, amen, of my ministry. Amen. People of God, we're going to be receiving Prophetess Sharon Duncombe. Amen. Glory to God. Right after the sermonic selection. Amen. So let us go ahead and prepare our hearts and our minds on tonight. Amen. That we sanctify the line. Glory be to God. Amen. Go ahead and bring your hearts and your minds in. People of God, bring those hearts and minds in on tonight. Glory to God. Let's get ready. Amen. To hear. Amen. What the Lord has to say. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on. Let's begin to bless the Lord tonight. Glory to God. Let's begin to bless him. Glory to God. Let's begin to bless him. Glory to God, for he's worthy of the honor. He's worthy of the glory on tonight. Glory to God. And we just come to bless his name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Can somebody just begin to love on him tonight? Just begin to love on him. Glory to God. Just begin to love on him. Appreciate him. Glory to God. Appreciate him for all he's done. Appreciate him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. For this day. Glory to God, this day, glory to God, that he loved us so much. Glory to God, that he gave his life. Amen. Glory to God. So come on, people of God, let's bless him tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, we bless you tonight. We bless you. We bless you tonight. We bless you. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We bless you tonight. We bless you tonight. Hi. Glory to God. We bless you tonight. Glory to God. We bless you tonight. Hallelujah. With our hands lifted up, glory. With our mouth filled with praise on tonight, we come, Father. We come to bless you. We come to give you praise. We come, glory be to God, to honor you on tonight. Glory to God. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're coming tonight. We come tonight yet more and again. We come tonight, oh, glory to God. We come tonight, hallelujah, glory to God, with a song in our hearts and a praise on our lips. We come tonight, glory be to God, laying aside everything, every weight tonight. In the precious name of Jesus, we come tonight, glory to God, hallelujah, bringing our hearts in, bringing our minds in on tonight. Glory to God, that you might stop with us on tonight. We're asking you, oh God, that you will look upon us this night. Father, let nothing stand between us and thee. But we're asking you tonight to forgive us of sin tonight. Forgive us of our transgressions. Forgive us, glory to God, of any iniquity, oh God, that may be abiding within us. We're asking that you forgive us on tonight. Father, forgive us, glory to God, in any way, oh God, that we sin against thee in any way, oh God, that we transgress on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, in any way, glory to God, that we've thought wrong, that we've thought, had ill thoughts on tonight. Father, we're asking that you forgive us tonight. We're asking you, glory to God, to create in us, oh God, create in us a clean heart and renew, glory to God, a right spirit within us. Father, tonight, we're asking that you would cleanse us. We're asking, oh God, that you would purify us on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus, we're asking you tonight. We're asking you to look on us, oh God. We're asking you to look favorably upon us. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, not in your wrath, oh God, not in your wrath on tonight. Glory to God, but Father, by thy word, oh God, though you may have been angry, oh God, with us but for a moment, but Father, we thank you tonight. We're thanking you tonight for your long suffering, your long suffering towards us, your people. We thank you tonight in the precious name of Jesus. We thank you tonight, oh, glory to God. We're asking that you wash us now. Wash us tonight. Sanctify us tonight. Sanctify us by thy truth, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking, glory to God. We're asking, Hayah Shema. Father, make us worthy tonight. Make us worthy, oh God, to come before your throne of grace. Make us worthy tonight, oh God, that we might obtain mercy, oh God, from thee all tonight, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you all tonight. We're asking you, glory to God, thy kingdom come. Thy kingdom come. Father, thy will be done. Glory to God, thy will be done in us. Thy will be done in the earth, oh God. Thy will be done in our communities, oh God, in our countries. On tonight, thy will be done, Father, in earth as it is in heaven. And Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We're asking you to look upon us tonight. Look upon us tonight, oh God. Look upon each and every one of us. Look upon the altar. Look upon the altars of the heart on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you, glory to God, but we know that you know, oh God, what we have need of before we even ask. And Father, tonight, glory to God. Father, we're asking, oh God, that you would have mercy upon us, your people, in the precious name of Jesus. Have mercy upon us tonight. Have mercy, oh global Messiah, in the precious name of Jesus. Have mercy upon us tonight. Hey, God, in that precious name, Lord. Oh, God, and look upon the Yerubosaya. Oh, God, look upon us tonight. Look upon, glory to God. Look upon, glory to God, the mouth and the mouth and the mouth apart. Father, but we're asking that you look upon us, oh, God, because we know that you're nigh unto each and every one of us. Father, we're asking that you would meet needs tonight. Meet needs tonight, oh, God, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, step in situations and circumstances, oh God. We're asking that you move by your
way. Oh, glory to God, have your way in the precious name of Jesus. Oh, God, do what you will tonight. Father, do what you will tonight by your spirit on the night. Breathe upon us tonight. Breathe upon your people in the precious name of Jesus. Father, breathe in that precious name. Father, strengthen tonight. Father, lift tonight. Father, deliver tonight. Father, cover tonight. Father, turn around tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, set someone. Oh, glory to God. Oh, God, set your fire. Oh, glory to God. Set your fire upon your ministering spirit tonight in the name of Jesus. Cause us to run. Cause there to be a quickening in the name of Jesus. Cause there to be a breaking in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, set captives free in the name of Jesus. Set free tonight. Set free tonight in the name of Jesus. Lift tonight above oppression, above depression tonight in the name of Jesus. Satan, we say tonight, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus against you, the blood of Jesus, break every yoke, the blood of Jesus, destroy every chain, the blood of Jesus, hey, shake my Messiah, yeah, hey, God, in the name of Jesus, the blood, your blood tonight. Your blood tonight, cancel every contract of the enemy tonight against the people of God. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood. Glory, I'm a Messiah. Hey, God, higher than the most in the precious name, oh God. Oh, God, and we thank you tonight. Glory, I say, God. Oh, glory, I say, God. Oh, glory to God. Oh, God, we thank you tonight. Oh, Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. Thank you for meeting needs. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. Oh, God, coming to the rescue of your people. We thank you tonight. Oh, God, for transforming mind. We thank you tonight. Oh, God. Hey, God, in the name of Jesus, Father, sanctify the mind. Oh, God, cause us to think right. Cause us to think holy. Cause us to think righteous. Hey, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We're thanking you tonight, Father, for moving by your spirit. We're thanking you tonight. Thank you for healing tonight. Oh, glory to God. We thank you. We thank you. Father, we say have free course on tonight. Have free course on tonight. Have free course over this airway. Have free course. Glory to God. Minister to your people. Oh, glory to God. And Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor. Give you glory. Father, we say anoint tonight. Anoint tonight. Father, send forth your anointing. Father, anoint tonight. Anoint your messenger. Glory to God. The word, oh God, that you've spoken unto your people. Oh God, that's already established. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. We thank you for causing us to sit in heavenly places. Glory to God. Far more principalities and far more power. We thank you tonight. Oh God, for elevation tonight. We thank you tonight. Oh, glory to God. We thank you for your peace. Oh God, we thank you for your peace. We thank you for your peace. Glory to God. In the midst of every situation, every circumstance, we thank you for your peace. We thank you for your love, your great love. We thank you tonight. Oh, God, we thank you tonight. Father, we thank you for blessings, blessings, blessings upon blessings tonight. We thank you for miracles, oh, God. Oh, God, hear my God. We thank you tonight. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We thank you for what you're going to do. We thank you for what you've already done. Father, we bless you tonight. We bless you tonight. We bless you for our leaders, oh God. We're blessing you. Glory to God. Bless you for your leaders, oh God. We thank you. We bless you now. We thank you for this people. We thank you for this people that you've called to this outreach ministry. We thank you for what you're doing in their lives. We're thanking you for the stretching. We're thanking you for the elevation. We're thanking your glory to God for removing the fear that your people can move forth in your manifested power, in your manifested glory. We thank you now, oh God. Again, Father, we thank you for your messenger tonight. You're strengthened. We're asking that you strengthen tonight. Glory to God for this self-same anointing. We give you thanks. We give you praise for your word, oh God. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your word. Glory to God that shall not return unto you void. Father, we thank you. We thank you. We bless you. We honor and we do glorify you on tonight. Father, we say it again. Have your way. Glory to God. Have your way in the midst of us. We do bind the hand of the enemy. We bring every work to naught. Every work. We bring it to naught. As sons of God, we declare and we decree on tonight there shall be no backlash on tonight. We declare, we decree, we thank you tonight. Thank you for touching marriages on tonight. Thank you, glory to God, for touching the families on tonight. Thank you, oh God, for touching and healing the sick. Thank you for deliverance on tonight. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We say be glorified. Be glorified in our lives. Be glorified in the midst of us. We do pray in that precious name, Jesus. We thank you tonight. Thank you for what you've done. Glory to God. It cannot be reversed. We thank you tonight. We give you glory. We give you praise. And all of these things we do pray. Glory to God. Hide us behind your cross, oh God. Cover us in your shed blood. Cover us and we shall be covered. And for this we give you thanks. For this we give you praise. Thank you now, oh God, again for your word. Glory to God, cause it to have free course among us, free course in us. For this we give you thanks. For this we give you praise in that precious name, Jesus. Glory to God. Every heart on tonight, say amen, amen, amen. Holy Ghost, glory be to God. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Glory be to God. God bless you. God bless you, Sister Robin. Glory be to God. You have the platform tonight. Amen, amen, amen.
Lord, you are welcome in this place. Lord, you are welcome in this place. Lord, you are welcome in this place. Have your way. Lord, you are welcome in this place. Lord, you are welcome in this place. Lord, you are welcome in this place. Have your way. Move by your spirit in this place. Move by your spirit in this place. Move by your spirit in this place. Have your way. Heal and deliver in this place. Heal and in this place, heal and deliver. In this place, have your way. In your anointing, in this place. In your anointing, in this place, in your anointing, in have your way.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Can we just, glory to God, agree on tonight? Amen. Lord, have your way. Glory to God as our speaker, amen, prepares the grace, the platform, amen. Can we just on one accord, amen, Lord, have your way, amen. Glory to God, just Lord, have your way, amen. Glory to God, just tell the Lord on tonight, Lord, have your way. Glory to God, just right there. Right there, amen. Just lock on that, amen, on one accord. Glory to God. We want the Lord to have his way. Amen. Jesus, glory to God. Amen. We want to get our speaker to go ahead and press *6. Glory to God and come on over, amen, to the platform. Just *6 tonight. Glory be to God. Amen. Jesus, just press *6. Amen. Glory to God. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Let's see if we can, amen, get her over here. Amen. Woman of God, amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Can you hear me? And can you hear me?
Yes, now we can hear you. People of God, get your
amen.
Heart ready on tonight. Again, go ahead and get your pen and your pencil, your paper tonight. Get ready to hear what the Lord is saying unto us. Amen, Jesus. And again, people of God, we introduce to you our speaker, the woman of God, Prophetess Sharon Duncombe. God bless you, woman of God.
Amen, amen. Bless the name
amen.
Of Jesus on tonight. He is worthy to be praised. He is worthy of all the glory. He is worthy of every hallelujah. He is worthy. The honor, God is worthy. Hallelujah. God, we can never praise you the way you deserve. We can never give you the glory tonight that you really deserve. Bless his name. He is faithful. He is beyond words tonight. Hallelujah. Jesus, I'm grateful tonight. One another opportunity to come before you to declare the mind of God. God saying unto us as his people in this hour, bless Jesus. What is he saying? What is God doing tonight? I'm grateful for my celestial intercessor that has gone on to be with the Lord. I thank God for him tonight. I thank God for my bishop. Bless his name. My apostle Huggins tonight. Hallelujah. My pastor, Lindsay, tonight, I'm thankful and grateful for the woman of God, this vision to tonight. I bless God so much for you tonight and all of you, everybody that is connected to this prayer line from every nation, tongue, and people. The precious name of Jesus, our soon coming King. Hallelujah. And Father, tonight, I bless your word. Tonight, hallelujah, tonight that you, God, would speak what the Spirit is saying unto the churches in this hour, God, in this night, back flesh and self on the side right now, in the name of Jesus, release an anointing tonight that will make your word come forth easy. Release your undobo shaka anointing tonight that will make ministering and preaching and declaring this word easy. Bind the will of the enemy and confuse every demonic assignment. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, that you would touch your ears to hear what the Spirit is saying. God, that you would touch every mind tonight to receive. Oh, God, word in my mouth, God, what you would have me to say. Back me on the side. Sit me down that you may rise up, oh, God. Decrease me so that you can increase tonight. Let your word go forth with power, authority, God. Let your word go forth to bring change, oh, God. Let your word go forth to bring, my God, restoration. And whatever is needed tonight, God, you know the hearts and mind of everybody that is connected. You speak to tonight in the name of Jesus. Amen. And so tonight I'm truly and tonight with God in the process. Tonight God spoke and he gave me this topic some time ago, but he brought it to my attention. He said the voice of God to his church. He is the church. But he asked me the question. He said, do the voice of God. Do we know the voice of God? A lot of us are going to many ministries, hearing a lot of different prophetic voices. And do we know if it's God? Do we understand if it's God? Bless his name. And God had many people in his word that knew his voice, that spent time with him to know his voice. And when you come to the process, what it will do, it will train you to hear and recognize the voice of God. Bless his name. And I'm going to go to Elijah in 1 Kings chapter 19. Bless his name. From verse 11, it talks about Elijah, when Elijah ran from Jezebel, and he as he was running, God fed him. He sent the ravens to feed him with meat and in the afternoon and in the morning. And in verse 11 says, then he said, go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord, and behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind tore into the mountain and break the rocks in pieces before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. Hallelujah tonight, Jesus. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. After the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still small voice. So it was when Elijah heard it that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entrance of a cave. He was hiding in a cave from Jezebel, because Jezebel had just finished killing all of the, or most of the prophets, and he really thought that he was the only one that was left, and he hid because he was afraid Jezebel was going to kill him. Blesses him. As mighty and powerful as Elijah was, he had a fear on the inside of him that caused him to run from a woman for his life. And so he hid in a cave, and he was looking and listening for the voice of God. God began to come in different forms and in different sounds. But the Bible said that God was not in the earthquake. Some of us may be looking for God to be in a loud sound. Bless his name. He was not in a fire. We may be looking for God to come in some type of flame, some other way. Hallelujah. We hear so much prophetic voices. We hear so much sound. We hear so much things going on, and they're calling it God. They're saying it's God. God, speak to me. God, give me a word. Hallelujah. But do we know the voice of God to know if it's the Lord that is really speaking? And verse 13 says, hallelujah, let's go back up. And after the fire, it was a still small voice. Verse 13 says, so it was when Elijah heard it that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entrance of the cave. Then suddenly came to him and said, what are you here? What are you doing here, Elijah? What are you doing here, Elijah? And he said, I've been very zealous for the Lord of hosts, because the children of Israel have forsaken your covenant, torn down your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword, and I am alone left, and they seek my life to take it. Then the Lord said to him, go return your way to the wilderness of Damascus, and when you arrive, anoint Hazael, king of Syria, over Syria. Also you shall anoint Jehu, let me drink some water. Excuse me for a minute. Jehu over the son of Nimshi as over another providence. Anyway, like I was saying, God is asking us a question tonight. Do we know his voice? Tonight, as I come before you, I was looking over this word, and God began to speak to me so many things to me that I can share. And I started to study and write, but I couldn't finish what I was doing because I began to hear God speaking to me concerning hearing his voice. And as I sat down, and I've listened to many preachers and many people speaking, bless his name, we hear a lot of people speaking. We hear a lot of pastors, evangelists, whoever name that they carry, they are saying God's say. And one of the things God said to me, that a lot of people in the body of Christ don't know and understand his voice because they don't spend enough time. He said there's a lot of distractions that are happening in the body of Christ. He said we get so busy, caught up in the things of life. Bless his name tonight. We get so busy with our jobs and the home. This is not for everybody. But if God's speaking, that means somehow some of us are too busy to get in the secret place with God so that he can speak to know his voice. God declared he has given us his word. His word is his voice. As I was seeking him and looking into this to understand, God, what are you? Bless his name. And as he began to speak to me, tears literally fell my eyes. My eyes started to be filled with tears. That many in the church are not voice. He said in this hour, his church, his prophets, his leaders, his preachers, his ministers, he's talking to us. He said it's time to wait and be sensitive to his voice, to the prophetic utterance, hallelujah, that is in the earth in this last hour. Amos chapter 3:7 says, talked about it. And then God asked me a question. He said, how many are familiar with his voice? Do we know and understand when he is speaking to us? Do we understand he uses a prophetic voice to deliver his message? Matthew 15:14 says, let them alone, they be the blind, and if the blind lead the blind, then they will fall into. He's talking about hear his voice that's supposed to know what he is saying, but God said many of them are blind, fall in the ditch. Many are falling in the ditch. Hallelujah. Many are in ministries where the leaders are blind, dumb, and deaf, cannot hear from God, do not know the voice of God, and so many are deceived. What does it mean tonight? When you're hearing from God, you are, as Christians, we do go through a lot of things that makes us ask if God really hears our prayer. It can be hard for some to distinguish his voice from the noise around them, then whether he's listening or not. Hearing from God tonight, people of God, requires us to be listening attentively. Listening means we are actively making a quiet time with him to dialogue instead of monologue. God wants to, hallelujah, tonight with us. He wants to have a communication line between him and ourselves. But do we know the voice of God tonight? Bless his name. Do we understand what God is saying? Hallelujah. What the Spirit is speaking unto the churches in this hour. He's calling us to come up higher in hearing his voice and being sensitive to what he is saying. We have to be sensitive to the voice of God because he needs us to do evangelism. He needs us to be witnesses. And we have to know how to reach people. We have to know. And if we don't hear the voice of God, miss a place to be an effective witness to that person who needs to hear a word from the Lord. He wants us to walk in his light. When we walk in the light, bless, makes us more sensitive. What is the light? His word is light. He needs us to walk in his word so that we can become sensitive to what he is saying. The only way to know the voice of knowing the word of bless his name. He calls come out and be separated. God is calling us for separation to himself so that he can speak to us, so that we can know who he is, to have that personal, intimate relationship with him in this last hour. The Bible said he's greater on the inside of you than anything else in this world. And so he's to a higher level, oh God, of the anointing. He wants us to see beyond the natural. He wants us to hear beyond the natural. Because of what we're getting ready to come into, we've got to know what God is saying. We've got to understand the way he's moving. And this comes for our intimate personal relationship with God. He's saying it's time. He's saying this to his church. He's speaking this to everyone in the body of Christ, not just to the leaders, hallelujah, but to anyone that makes themselves available. He is talking to us tonight. We talk about our celestial intercessor, blessed to have a ministry where we are those of you who are from EPC Nation tonight, because he's left transcripts, he's left books and CDs and tapes that we can look at, and we have a testimony of the prophetic voice to him. He's gone now. God gave us another prophetic voice. It is very important that you on the line tonight to be under someone that hears directly from the mind of God. It's very important to know who is feeding you. You have strange fires on the altar. You have strange ministries with all kinds of signs and wonders taking place. Hallelujah. And we got to be careful, because some of these people are dealing with marine demons. They're dealing with witchcraft and all kind of things. So we need to know the voice of God. We have to have discernment, glory be to God, to know when God is speaking, so that we don't find ourselves eating from the wrong table, to contaminate our spirits, to divert our mind of the right path. Do we know and understand the voice of God? Thank you, Jesus. And so God is speaking. It's time to go out there. People are dying without hope. We have the power, which is the breath and the spirit of God, that is on the inside, the Holy Ghost tonight. It's time to get out of ourselves and let God control us. Too many times we try to control God. And when we try to control God, it's because we don't realize that he is speaking and we are tuned deaf to the voice of God. But when you tune into the voice of God and he is speaking, then we would allow him to control us and not the other way around. He knows what is best for each and every one of us from every nation, tongue, and language on this line tonight. We are the essential workers, hallelujah, that are in this last hour to do God's work. We have a charge and a God to glorify tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. We need to get our minds and bodies in order. If you're sick, hallelujah, how can you effectively do the work of God? If our minds are all messed up, hallelujah, and we're not hearing God, how can we be effective, send essential workers to win souls for the kingdom, to change people's lives? Hallelujah, God, to turn this world upside down for Jesus. We need to get order. God tells Eli, I'm sorry, to get his son Bless this demon. He refused to correct them. So God used a child to go to the priest. Get your house in order because you and your sons are going to die. God is saying in this hour, hallelujah, when I speak, time to get your house in order. We need to be watchful and prayerful like never before. Last hour, we need first of all to open our natural eyes to hear, our natural and our spiritual eyes to hear and to see and understand the times that we're living in. In the name of Jesus Christ tonight, we need to be sensitive tonight. God is saying, when our spiritual senses and our spiritual eyes will be opened, we'll begin to see even more in the things of the Spirit. And that's what God is trying to do with us. When our ears and eyes begin to open, hallelujah, God will begin to manifest some things to you that will blow your mind. He said, there's a reverence and a godly fear that God is looking for us, for him in this hour. Glory be to God. And so in Matthew chapter 15 and 14, he said, let them alone. Some people you just got to leave alone who doesn't. They don't want to be bothered. Many of the leaders that they are under are not sensitive to the voice of God. The Bible says the blind need the blind. And so a lot of them are in churches and there's no prophetic voice. The leaders don't know what God is saying. They're preaching on the same thing over and over again when God is speaking something new. God is trying to bring us into a level. He's trying to pull us into him. He wants us to draw nigh unto him as he draws nigh unto us. And that calls for sensitivity. That calls for our spiritual eyes and ears. Yes, hallelujah, to be open to what God is saying unto the churches in this last hour. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It's extremely imperative and important that our natural eyes be wide open to hear, to see what the Holy Ghost is saying and doing in the earth and in the life of the church. Do we know what God is doing in the life of the church? Do we know what God is doing in the body of Christ? When you look at Paul, God had to get his attention by blinding his natural eyes. Glory be to God tonight, to open his spiritual eyes. Hallelujah, Jesus, so that he can slow down and not only see but hear the voice of God. And so God had to deal with the natural man in order for the spiritual man to hear his voice. Bless his name. When we walk in the natural man, we cannot hear the voice of God. He said, walk in the spirit, and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. The natural man deals with the flesh, but God wants us to get out of that natural mind to hear what the spirit is saying. So God is saying tonight, do you know my voice? What am I saying to you? Who are you eating from? Who are you listening to that is saying, God say, when I did not say, I did not send some of them. Hallelujah. They're lying, saying, God say, when he didn't say. God always has to clean up and deal with the natural man before he can trust anyone with the things of the spirit. Bless his name. If we are still carnal and natural and dealing with fleshy things, then God cannot use us effectively for his glory. Whose life? Hallelujah, we are in a mess. We are not sensitive to the voice of God to obey what he's saying. How can we tell somebody else to obey God? How can we bring changes to the body of Christ? How can we tell someone you need to line up, and we ourselves have yet to know what God is saying to us? God is saying tonight, be sensitive to my voice. Be sensitive. When you look at what is happening in the world, When we look at the word and the voices in the world are speaking very loudly. Evil is speaking very loudly. The devil's work is speaking very loudly. You have bloodshed and violence. You have murder. You have racism. You have hatred, suicide, gangs, violence, homosexuality, lesbian sex in the homosexuality. All over the place, lawlessness have increased, human trafficking, occultic and satanic power is on the rise, satanic churches, witchcraft, jealousy, envy, malice, hatred, lies, injustice, fornication, adultery, rebellion, disobedience in the earth against God, his people, and his laws, his word. Like we have never seen it before. Bless the name of Jesus. Lawlessness have really increased and intensified. And so it's time to, God is saying, to bring deliverance to a dark and dying world that is full of iniquity, where iniquity abound. Oh, God, my God, Jesus, the love of many is waxing cold. The love of God do much more abound. Hallelujah. The people need to see the love of God through us who call ourselves by the name of the Lord. And so God is saying, be sensitive to show my love, to show my kindness. Bring deliverance. He said, oh my God, Jesus, by love and kindness that we draw them to the well of salvation. But we got to know what God is saying in order to do this in this last hour. You have communist countries that are killing and persecution Christian. You have poverty. You have wars and rumors of wars, earthquake and dire. The waves are roaring, tsunami, eruption. The earth is shaking. Tornadoes are God tonight. Sinkholes are happening. Signs in the heaven and in the earth and everywhere. My God tonight. The one world order and religion is now manifesting and moving faster than we think. The AI, which is the artificial intelligence system, is in place already. Hallelujah. And so with these things being in place and evil is speaking loudly, this pandemic came and brought separation. Division, we can no longer greet each other with a holy kiss, as the word of God says. We hurry to go home after service. We touch elbow now because they said we have to stay 6 feet apart. Our apostle said that we are better together. This is a word that he left for us. What God is saying, two is better than one. When we come together on one accord, and the enemy knows if we come together, we will be a force to reckon with. We will tear his kingdom down. Hallelujah. But we need to be sensitive. When God is saying come together, some people are still separating themselves. Some people have yet to step in the church door. We've got to know what God is saying. All of these things that are happening tells us that the voice of evil is speaking very loudly. Evil is speaking loudly because the devil knows that he had, hallelujah, tonight, glory to God, but a short time. The time of unrest is in the earth. Palestine is fighting against Israel, a time of trouble that has never been seen before, and it's about to intensify. The seals in the book of Revelation of Almighty God is breaking, and it's going to be broken. We see the rise and endorsement of the Antichrist in the book of Revelation coming into full effect, and it's also in Daniel chapter 7. We see the shortage of gas, shortage of food. The time of famine is upon us. The tension is rising between Jerusalem and Palestine. Hallelujah. Russia and Ukraine, we see it on the news. God keeps saying, come up higher to the church. Come up higher to some leaders, because some know the voice of God, but there are many that really don't. God keeps saying it's preparation time. He keeps telling us to wake up as the saints of God. There is a wake-up call to the body of Christ. Get up out of the slumber. Get up out of complacency. Get up out of relaxation. God to wake up. Amos chapter 6, a woe to them that are complacent in Zion, that sit on their couches and lay in their beds of ivory, eating the best. On the best cologne. Are we sensitive to the voice of God tonight? He keeps saying it's time to reach out. Go and do evangelism. Win souls for the kingdom. Be a witness like never before. Are we doing it? Are we here, God telling us, giving us this assignment on tonight? Everything negative is speaking very loudly as we cut shondoro. Hosa can see. It's all in the word. The voice of God to his church is the word of God to the church. There is the voice of God. The voice of God is his word. Do we know the word of God to know what God is saying? The churches seem to be very silent. Many churches seem to be silent. Some churches have already shut the doors because of what is happening because of the pandemic. The plan of the enemy, my God, is taking root faster and more than we've seen. But we give glory to God that God is God's work will not go down. God's name will not go down. His people will not be defeated. God have voices in the earth that is speaking mind of God. In order to speak prophetically or to speak the mind of God, it takes us getting into that secret place with God to have an intimate relationship with God, to move away from distraction, to move away from everything that has our attention more than God has our attention. The church cannot be silent. The church cannot be shut down. This is the time that the sons of God will arise, bless his name tonight, with fire in their hands, fire in their feet, and fire in their mouth. Amen tonight, Holy Ghost, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. The breath of God is not having, not having oxygen. If you don't have oxygen, you cannot breathe. If it goes, you can't breathe at all. You will experience chest pain and all kinds of you will have problems because you can't breathe. Just like George Floyd said, he couldn't breathe and he died. Without the breath of God and the voice of God, this hour, breath of God, which is the voice of God, needs to be heard. We can only hear it through his servants and preachers. Well, why I say that is because we cannot hear without a preacher, and they cannot preach unless God send them, and that is found in Romans chapter 10, 13 through 15. Amen tonight. There needs to be a desperate, are we desperate tonight? God is saying there needs to be a desperation and a burning desire in us. Hallelujah tonight, the voice of Jesus Christ, our God. Oh, God, help me tonight to hear the prophetic voice of God. Hallelujah, Jesus, to his prophets and those that minister the gospel, and to be available for him to use us in that way. God is looking for available vessels to use, to be sensitive to his will and sensitive to his voice, to reach souls for his kingdom. Are we sensitive tonight being in this last hour? We may go to a building to worship, but going to a building will not save us. It's a relationship with God that can save us only. That's the only way to be delivered. Hallelujah tonight. Because many going into a building to worship, many going to hear, hear a word, blessed name, but that don't bring salvation, blessed name. That it will take Moshando of a host. It will don't shatter tonight, God. Oh God, we need discernment. We need discernment to know when God is speaking and how God is moving, people of God, tonight. Isaiah 26, 20 to 21. He said, come, my people, enter thou into thy chambers and shut the doors about thee. Hide thyself, as it were, for a little moment until the indignation be overpassed. For behold, the Lord cometh out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. The earth also shall disclose her blood and shall no more cover her sleeve. God wants to come into his secret chambers. During the lockdown that had happened, we should have put away the distractions. The lockdown was a good time to turn up the TV. What it is that had our attention more than God. Put away distractions and spend some quality time with him. God desire us, hallelujah, tonight to have our undivided attention in this hour. We have to be careful not to get caught up in the distraction that is happening in this hour. Bless the name of Jesus. We got to be sensitive and watchful about all the distraction that is taking our attention away from God.
Holy Ghost.
There's a quickening going on in this hour. Don't you feel it? Jesus. Don't you feel that God is pouring out something and doing something new?
Mm-hmm.
He said, put away the distractions so I may have your attention, that you can know when I'm speaking. Oh God, Jesus, help me tonight. We have to be careful not to get caught up. Many of us in the body of Christ is caught up in this thing. Oh, God, in distraction. It's time to open our mouths and say something in this hour. Be a witness. There should have been a nationwide prayer call by leaders during this time of the pandemic. But, oh, God, we were separated. We were afraid to come. The government said, shut the door. Glory be to God, and the doors of the church were shut. But they're keeping everything else open. The devil is a liar tonight in the name of Jesus. It's time to speak out. There is a work going on in the midst of this pandemic. I don't care what the devil do. God is working in the midst of this pandemic. There's a quickening going on in the midst of this pandemic. The order of God is what is needed. It is time to get in position to do what God has for you to do. So many of us are out of position, glory be to God, tonight, because we don't know the voice of Almighty God.
Jesus.
Those who have his name on them, God is saying, do you know my voice? Are the ones that he is using in this last hour. Those that have his name and know his voice, he's going to use them in this, because he can't use somebody that does not know what he is saying. And he is preparing to use some of you tonight. May have just gotten saved and just got saved a year ago. God said, I am preparing to use you. Last night he said to you, I was processing you to use you. Now I want you to hear my voice so that I can use you.
Jesus.
That this is not the time to walk in fear, doubt, and unbelief, but the power of love and of a sound mind. God said too many Christians are operating in fear, doubt, and unbelief. He said, I didn't give you no fear, doubt, and unbelief. I give you the spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. The world needs us. Nations everywhere are on this line. God is saying the world needs a prophetic voice. The world needs a sensitive voice to God to say what thus said the Lord. We are in the essential, he needs essential workers, and we are the essential workers. Your advisors tonight are the essential workers, and you who carry titles, you are the essential workers. We are nothing but servants, hallelujah, called to serve mankind. Then she told, hallelujah, I went to Ezekiel chapter 37, where he prophesied to the valley of dry bones, and how God told Ezekiel to prophesy to them. And in verse 19, it talks about the wind of God, which is the breath of God, that breathe upon, oh, glory to God tonight, upon these slain, that they may live. And so when Ezekiel went to the valley of dry bones, hallelujah, tonight he began to speak. God will shut out of a host, and he began to speak to the dry bones. The wind of God began to blow. The wind of God, which is the breath of God, blew upon these dry bones. And hallelujah, they become a whole nation again. Flesh came on the bones. Sinews came on the bones. Everything connects together. Bone, the ankle bone. The leg bone connected to the knee bone. The knee called Shanda. The knee bone connected to the thigh bone. There was a connection happening. What God is saying, I'm trying to connect you to my spirit. I'm trying to raise you up to hear me. Hallelujah tonight, God. He said, where there's dryness, I want to speak life. I want to go shut out of the host. But are we hearing what the Spirit of God is saying tonight?
Jesus.
The wind of God, which is the breath of those slain, and they, the Bible say, and they live. Everything that is dead on this line tonight, I speak life. I speak life to ministries. I speak life to pastors, apostles, bishops, whatever category you fit into. I declare the wind of God begin to move tonight on PNN and blow your breath. Blow your breath on the prophets. Blow your breath on the evangelists and the teachers. Blow, wind of God begin to blow. Cause everything that is dry begin to live. I say live tonight. Your situation may be looking dead, but I say live tonight. Your money acting funny. Hallelujah. Your cheese may be acting strange, but God say live tonight. You may have sicknesses in your body, but God say live tonight. All glory to God. Yes, yeah. The prophetic voice of the prophet is the breath of God used to rise up those dry bones that was very dry, who represent the host of Israel. Are we hearing God tonight? He heard the voice of God concerning the dry bones. There are dry people in the body of Christ. People are going through in the body of Christ. It's the prophetic voices being heard so that somebody can live tonight. A lot of things distract us to the point where we didn't even spend quality time seeking the face of God during the first part of this pandemic. I thank God tonight as we talk about our celestial intercessor, but I thank God for our celestial intercessor that left a lot of information for us to live above this one world order. We've got to know how to survive. So that's why the leaders have to be sensitive so that they can help the body of Christ to know how survive in this last hour. He was a prophetic voice, my God, to the nations around the world. Do we have a prophetic voice? Do we hear God? Are we sensitive tonight? He also said the word of God is real. It's time to get your house in spiritually and physically. He said that this is on a Sunday morning, and you take off to the rest of the week. But do we know the voice of God? God began to enlighten me and really began to speak to me on some of the things that I should say tonight in this time concerning the times and the season that we're living in. We're in the prophetic age where prophecies are being fulfilled faster than we realize. And the prophetic voices of God is being heard throughout the entire earth. Are we listening? God told Ezekiel to do a work. And so Ezekiel chapter 2, 1 to 10. And you can read it. I'm not going to read it for the sake of time. But he said in verse 2, and the Spirit entered me. And when he spake unto me on my feet, that I heard him speak unto me. And what he told them, and he said unto me, Son of man, I send thee to the children of Israel, to a rebellious nation that are rebelled against me. They and their fathers have transgressed against me, even unto this very day. And so he heard the voice of God giving him instruction to go and send a warning, to take a message. What is God saying? Is God giving you a message and you're holding it back? You are operating. You don't want to be rejected. These prophets of old, they was rejected. They went through some things, but they still spake. Jeremiah said the word of God was so much like fire in his bones, he couldn't keep it in. It was fire in his belly, he couldn't keep it in. I pray that the fire of God burn within our mouths and belly, that we can't keep it in no longer, that we will declare what God is saying to them in this last hour. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Jesus.
We need to hear God. So we see that the word of God and the prophetic voice of the prophets and the apostles and the ministers of the gospel who are listening to his voice, declaring what he is speaking, he says, trouble as you have never seen before, these are the days of labor and sorrow. This is what he said. God is looking for those that call themselves by names to come up higher, and the message saying, but do we hear the voice of God? God is speaking. Who is listening? He's looking for available vessels that will be sensitive to his voice, that will hear and see prophetically what God is doing and saying. Those that will hear saying unto the Spirit was speaking to the leaders and the people in the church, John the apostle, giving him the revelation of Jesus Christ when he was on the Isle of Patmos. He heard the voice of God. God introduced himself to John to let him know who he was and gave him a glimpse of what he looked like. Bless his name. And the first message went to the first church called Ephesus. He told them, I know thy works and thy labor and thy patience, how thou cannot bear them which are evil, and hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and hast found them liars, and hast borne, carried burdens, hast been patient for my name's sake, has labored and has not fainted. But nevertheless, God said, I have something against them because they left their first love. Many are leaving their first love. Who is that first love? Jesus Christ. They left the ministry. They left God, bless his name, because they stopped hearing the voice of God. He asked them to remember from whence they have fallen and repent and do their first works all over again. God said many of us have fallen, and he's calling for us to start over again. Hear my voice tonight and start over again. Don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. Start over again.
Mm-hmm.
Or else he will come upon them quickly and remove their candlestick out of their place. He said, I'm going to remove your anointing out of your place. I will move, oh God, I will move you out of your position. Glory be to God tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus tonight. But they had one thing going for them, which is they hated the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which were set of people that was charged with holding the error of Balaam, which was casting a stumbling block before the church of God by upholding the liberty of eating things subscribed to idols as well as committing fornication. So they had some qualifications that God was pleased with, and he pointed it out to them. But he said, you lost something. You stopped loving me. You stopped doing your assignment. You stopped hearing my voice. And you could read it straight. All the churches are right there in the book of Revelation from the second chapter straight on down, my God, to the third chapter. Read it for yourself. Chapter 1 and verse 8, he says, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. says the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty God. John heard the voice of God and prophetically spoke and write what he heard the Spirit was saying to the seven churches. Are we hearing the voice of God? Are we writing? Sometimes God said to write the vision and make it plain. Habakkuk chapter 2. He said, write it down and make it plain. You might not remember what God is speaking. If the apostles and the prophets and all of these people didn't write down what God said, we would not have a Bible today. And so he's saying, write it down. And John began to write what the Spirit was saying. And so we have the whole book of Revelation. God was pointing out their faults in these seven churches, the works they have done, the love they had shown for their neighbors, their love for him, how they lost their first love, which was him, how they was distracted by their good intentions, were fellowship and suffering for Christ. How some cling to righteousness, some was in the state of compromise. They allowed Balaam and Jezebel and those who call themselves apostles to function in the church. He said he had a few things against them because they allowed sin to be in the church. You have a lot of leaders that don't know the voice of God. All the things that take place in the house of God that is sinful and no correction is being done. And when you bring correction, people get offended and say, you're judging me. No, I'm not judging. It's the judge. If God say don't do it, then don't do it. And if I point it out to you where God says don't do it, then that means God is judging you himself. But are we sensitive enough to know what God is saying so that he can use us, hallelujah, hallelujah tonight, in a mighty way to bring changes in the earth? He's changes to be him, to by our praise, change the atmosphere by the way we worship, change the atmosphere by the way we love, how we cooperate with one another. We can bring changes in the earth.
Yes, sir.
Amos the prophet was a prophetic voice. The Spirit of the Lord is saying to stay alert. We got to be alert and sensitive. Everything that happened in those churches back then, I can guarantee you that if you search right now in the earth, it's happening right now in many churches. Amos was a prophetic voice that God used to send warnings to the nation and God's people, Israel. And God has not changed. He is still using prophets, those teachers, ministers, evangelists, and anyone that makes himself available, even the children, speak to them. Samuel to tell Eli, get your house in order. He persons to warnings of which a lot of people don't care to hear or have a problem with it. Today they only want fleshly, compromising word, sugarcoating the gospel, compromising the gospel. They want the blessing and the prosperity gospel, but God is also a God of wrath and judgment, and the judgment of God is in the earth right now. He is speaking, but are we listening to know what he's saying and what he's doing? He used Amos for an example of what he's looking for. Amos was only a shepherd, a fruit. He gathered fruit. He was called to prophesy. He didn't see himself as a prophet, but God used him to pronounce judgment by fire on the heathen nation. Pronounce judgment by fire on Judah. And on Israel, God judges sin, but he really desires to save. Most of the warnings and the revelation God sent, it was by the mouth of a prophet. Hallelujah. He has a voice in the earth. He said, I will do nothing except I reveal my secrets to my servants, the prophet. That's what God says. It is very imperative and extremely important that we as God's people, his church, his bride, his elect, remnant, take heed to the word that has been preached and prophesied and is still being preached and prophesied today through his prophets and any preacher, anyone that makes himself available, he will use you to declare his word. He is not partial. He has no favoritism. He will use you if you spend time in his presence. He will use you if you are sensitive to what he is saying. But if we are not sensitive, how can he use us? Amos was called and was used to preach in a time when the prophets were being killed. He was afraid. And the people were extremely unfriendly to prophets back then. There is no difference today. They will attack you, say, they will reject you, but you've got to know God is speaking and you're sensitive to his voice. Whether I'm rejected, despised, or ridiculed, I am going to say what God say. But do you know the voice of God to speak it in the face of rejection?
Mm-hmm.
That's the question God is asking today. We got to take a stand when God to say what he said, even if it means death. When you are called to pronounce judgment against the nation or the people, God will let you judgment that he pronounced. And it comes upon you so strong like fire, you cannot hold it. Jeremiah said the word of God was like fire shut up in my bones. God made sure Amos felt the judgment he was pronouncing. He must prophesy against the enemies of Israel and Judah before delivering God's judgment against them. God forced him to confront those near and dear to him, right in his hometown, in his very, my God, it was the very first prophetic word that God gave Amos was to his people first. And so sometimes when you hear the voice of God, God will send you to your own family first. God will send you to your own friends first. God will cause to use you in your home church first before he sends you out to minister to other people. It starts at home. Hallelujah, yeah. Jesus, tonight. Amos' word hit him where he lived because he prophesied against the habitation of the shepherd in chapter 12. He was a shepherd, and God is telling Amos that the habitation of where he of the feeding sheep is going to die and dry up. As a shepherd, Amos understood that he was getting ready to face, he likely took no pleasure his first judgment on people from the same occupation. You know how it feels. Do you know how it feels when God is telling you to tell someone something against them and you're in the same category with them? You get effective too. You will feel the effect of what God is saying, because if you're under the same roof and God is pronouncing judgment where you are, then you will feel the effect of it if you're not sensitive to the voice of God. Like Noah, the ship, he was sensitive to the voice of God. God said, Noah, build an ark, because the corruption in the earth is too much, and I'm getting ready to get rid of all flesh. Hallelujah, tonight. And Noah was sensitive that he built a boat. He looked like a foolish man. They thought he was crazy because they never saw rain before, but he knew the voice of God. He was sensitive to the voice of God, and in the face of looking stupid, he decided him to do. We've got to make up, and you're crazy, it might not make no sense to you, but God spoke to me and I'm willing to die for what God tells me to do. Are we sensitive to the voice of God tonight? Do we know his voice? Amos was called and chosen by God to prophesy. As Amos was living where he didn't want to tell the people that God was getting ready to send doom and gloom. The same thing is happening today. The gospel has become a business. It is no longer about souls. It is no longer about repentance. It's just a business, a money-making industry for people who are prostituting the ministry and the gift of God for gain. Wealth and fame, names and positions, powers and accolades, material possessions, people of thousands of $100, $1,000 line, they have $500, they have $25 and $50 line. They prophesy things to put fear in people using the word of God for people to send their monies to them, nothing but pimps and prostitutes in the body of Christ using the gospel as a means to get gain. Bless the name of the living God. And so that's why we need to be sensitive, so when these people thing. I'm talking like this. We've got to know, is this the voice of God that is speaking to me through this person, through this prophet, through this minister? Are you talking to me? Many have the gifts like the magicians in the time of Moses. They can see by divination into your bank account, your pocketbooks, in your house, or whatever. So they prophesy to you things in your life. Bless the name of the living God tonight. That is true, and you believe it. It is God is speaking. And they rob you blind of your hard-earned monies. And you don't see no oh God, and you don't see the evidence of the things that they say come to pass. Because if a real God prophesied to you, it has to. But we better be careful and be sensitive to the voice of God and know who God is speaking to and who's speaking into our lives, to know what to reject and to know what to accept as we are going to be deceived. There's so many are using the means to get, but their day of judgment is here, and their day of exposure has a. See God exposing them. They're all on YouTube being exposed. The app you use, they are being exposed because they were wolves in sheep's clothing, and they parade themselves as angels of light to deceive so many people. Thousands upon thousands of people are being deceived because so many are not sensitive to the voice of God. Do we know the voice of God tonight? Do we know what God is saying unto the churches in this hour? They use the media. They use TVs. They use Facebook, Twitter, WhatsApp, YouTube, Instagram, Zoom, whatever app you can think about, having press services, preaching and prophesying. Then at the end of it, they give you a PayPal account. They give you an account number so that you could send the money. Oh, glory to God tonight. We need to be careful who is speaking. We better know who we're eating, oh, God, tonight from. They tell you to send your money for prophecies. The word. They sell the gospel for a paycheck. They sell prophetic words, my God, tonight. And many people are itching his name because they prophesy to you the small things. They tell you what you want to hear. I'm itchy. And so you find many people looking for a prophet, looking for a prophetess to prophesy the things that they want to hear, the things that they think they need to hear. But are we here? What is God saying? His word saying unto you tonight, they believe a lie rather than the truth because their ears have been itching. They hear the lie, my God, that these false people are preaching into their hearing. They prefer to hear compromising messages rather than hearing the truth that they would be saved and that their souls would be saved from a burning hell. Hell is real. The lake of fire is real. We don't need a message to send us to hell. We need to hell. We need a message that would bring deliverance. And so that means that we have to be sensitive for when God is speaking, to whom he's speaking, that our souls may be saved from the lake of fire. Many, oh my God, is going to go to tonight. Go to the lake of fire with the Holy Ghost, because some of them stop hearing God. Some of them have lost their first love and they turn to and go, my men, they're teaching for doctrines, the commandment of men, hating to these. God have a people and God have a remnant that know his voice. He said, my sheep and a stranger they will not hear. My God, tonight, open our spiritual ears to hear the what the Spirit is saying. My God, on tonight. Thank you, Jesus.
Gotcha.
And so I believe this alone would cause Amos to not acknowledge what is going on, because the people rejected what he was saying. We got like you can have people reject you for what you are saying. But you got to say what God is saying. We got to know what God is saying. In the name of Jesus. So when you see someone have that prophetic call as a prophet, or like Amos, who was a shepherd and food gatherer, God will use that person to God looks at the heart and appearance. Looks when and doing visions and messages, you will be criticized, persecuted, ostracized, talked about, even killed, like many and most of the prophets and apostles that died very cruel deaths because of their messages. God send me sensitive tonight to his voice, people of God. In the Old Testament days of, in the days of the Old Testament and the New Testament, God spake through the prophets and apostles. Today he is still speaking to some apostles, some prophets, and whoever you are tonight. To preachers, to draw us closer to him, to call repentance to us, to call repentance to the world. Because sometimes we in the church, we need to repent of a lot of things that we be doing. But I'm sensitive to the voice of God tonight. Are we sensitive tonight? I'm telling you, God is asking us. This question is serious because many of us, hallelujah, glory to God tonight, are going to be deceived even more in this last hour because my God, Shandarabha Hosea, evil is going to increase and intensify in this last hour. But God is asking, are we sensitive tonight to what he is saying, people of God? Bless his name tonight. Moses was sensitive. Moses heard the voice of God in the burning bush. God began to speak to Moses. But guess what? Moses was alone when God began to speak to him. He wasn't around anybody when God began to speak. God got his undivided attention and said, I need you to go and set my people free. What is God telling you? What is your assignment tonight that he's speaking to you about? He spoke to Abraham, I need you to leave your friends, your hometown, and go to a strange land where I will bless you and establish you. What is God saying to you tonight? What is he asking you to give up tonight? What is he asking you to walk away from? That his glory may be revealed in you, that you may hear his voice. Moses had to go up into a mountain. Jesus heard the voice of the Lord. He had to go up into a mountain. Elijah heard the voice of the Lord, but it was in a still small voice. And God gave him instruction. When God speaks to you in a private chamber or in a secret place or in a mountaintop or in a burning bush, he said, come up higher so that I can speak to you, because somebody's deliverance is depending on your obedience. Somebody's deliverance is depending on you hearing the voice of God. Somebody, hallelujah, my God, is depending on you tonight to be sensitive to the voice of God.
Here you go.
Peter, James, and John, they heard the voice of God. They went up into the mountain. Hallelujah. And God began to speak. Nebuchadnezzar was a wicked king, but he heard the voice of God, and God spoke to him. Because you exalt yourself, I will make you eat the grass like an ox. Even that wicked king heard the voice of the Lord. And if King Nebuchadnezzar could hear the voice of the Lord, we need to know that we should be able to hear the voice of the Lord.
Hallelujah. Here you go.
Yondoreba ho shamanda. Yondoreba kashandirebeisa. What is God saying tonight? How many times do we spend in the chambers with the Lord? How many times we walk away from our phones and everything that is distracting us? and keeping us from doing what God says to do. How many of us tonight? What is distracting you from hearing God tonight? What is it? And I began to examine myself and I said, God, what is it? Because sometimes you find yourself praying. And when you look, you have the phone ring. Somebody's knocking at the door. But we got to realize intimacy with God is calling for turning away from everything. When a husband and a wife get together, they put a do not disturb. God, this is my moment to be alone. What God is saying, I need a moment to be alone with you. I don't want to know the truth. Your phone, get rid of that laptop, because we have laptop and iPhones that was distracting us all along through the pandemic, keeping us from getting into the city. We're shut in, so we're using these devices to keep us company. Many of them work from their home, and so they're still doing it. We got to realize that Satan knows that if we get into the mind of God, he knows that if we get into the secret place with God, that something will happen. His kingdom will be torn down. Souls will come to know the Lord. Lives will be changed. Of diseases, signs and wonders will begin to follow. But we got to know God. We've got to be sensitive to what God, the name of the living God. Lord God, bring us up higher tonight. Lord God, touch our air gates tonight. Lord God, open our eyes tonight. Jesus. Please, an anointing. Oh, God, to bring the Boko Shatta deliverance tonight to your people in every nation, God. Leaders that are blind to what God is saying. Open their eyes, oh God, tonight. Move by your spirit in God, in your presence. Saturate us with your power. Release power. Release Pentecostal power. Release apostolic power. He called on Shaka. He cannot abide the come of higher. It's time to hear what the Spirit is saying on the book of Shaka unto the churches.
Hey. Tashuko.
Yanana Shiko the Bahia. Do not get weary in well-doing, because sometimes we get weary in well-doing. Many of the faithful have heard numerous kingdoms falling away. They're falling away. And the reason for that is they do not know the voice of God. And the reason for that, they're not the sheep, because he said, my sheep know my voice. And a stranger they will not hear. So no matter what you go through, the voice of God, if you know him, will speak to you, is going to tell you, hold on and endure hardness as a good soldier. You're in a process. Hold on and hear my voice. I'm taking you to a process. Hold on and hear my voice. Hold on to the horns of the altar. Hold on to my word. Hold on to prayer. Hold on to fasting. Hold my tiko robo shata. He can't. God is saying tonight, come higher in the realm of the spirit that I may speak to you. Isaiah said, I saw the Lord high and lifted up, and his train began to fill the temple. The glory of the Lord filled the place. God wants to fill our bodies with his glory. We got to know the voice of God. We've got to be open. Yes, Lord God, tonight, to the Spirit of Almighty God. God is speaking. Listening. God is speaking. Oh, God, the Kasheke. Yes, you could have Kasata.
Yeah, Lord.
God is speaking in Akusha Teketo Shabaha. Hinobakuta Shekitaha. But you can't tell Shinamakaya. God is saying, do you know my voice to the Bakanda to the night? Do you know my voice tonight? Yes, God. Do you know me? God, tonight, in the power of my resurrection and the fellowship of my suffering, do you know me tonight? Voice. Can you hear me talking in the earthquake? Don't you see me talking in the tsunamis? Don't you see me talking to this one world order, this government cash cut, the vaccination many Christians taking? Do you hear God saying not to take it? God is speaking. Who is listening? Who is listening tonight? The steps of a righteous man is ordered by God. But in order for God to order our steps, we got to know his voice. Tonight, people of God, it's time to be sensitive to the voice of God. In the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you tonight for your word. I praise you tonight, God, for what your mind has spoken tonight.
Yes, God.
That we, God, would take view of ourselves, check ourselves, God, to see where we're falling short. Mm. And that we would draw closer to you, Rabashe. That we may hear your voice. So that we would not be deceived about what is going on. That we would not be not of the Ashek, hey, be deceived tonight. Many are falling away, being deceived, God. But, oh, God, we thank you for the blood of Jesus that covers our minds.
Thank you.
We thank you for the blood of Jesus that covers our minds, because our minds is a battlefield for the enemy.
Yes, God.
But we declare tonight that we hear the voice of Almighty God. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. And amen tonight. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Yes, God. Amen. Jesus.
Thank you,
thank
Jesus.
You. Have your way, God. Have your way, Jesus.
Oh, yes. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Jesus. Yes, God.
Holy Ghost.
Help us to hear your voice, God. Help us to hear your voice in this last hour. Jesus.
This session is no longer being recorded. The recording has started.
Glory to God. We just want to open up the lines tonight, people of God. Glory to God. We want to open up the lines.
All participants are unmuted.
Glory to God. Lift your voice. Glory to God. Glory to God. If you heard the voice of
the
Lord
tonight,
Yes, Yes, Lord. And if anyone else, I received a prayer request tonight.
talking to God. I received the prayer request, amen, from a woman of God. She's asking for prayer for a three-year-old little girl who's on a ventilator. The doctors have given her up. Her name is Abigail, and they requested prayer. They're requesting prayer tonight for her. She's 3 years old. She's on the ventilator, and they're asking for prayer for her on tonight as well.
Amen.
Anyone else, glory to God, for the woman of God, to prayer request before the Lord. Anyone else tonight? Anyone
Praise
else?
The Lord. God bless you, woman of God. This is Sister Janie, as always, but I ask you to pray with me that God will bring me higher. God bless you. Thank you so much for the word, such a word. Amen. Just thank you. God bless you. Sister Janie, ask for prayer.
Amen. You said Sister James or Jane?
Janie.
J-A-N-N-Y? J-A-N-I-E. Or Janie, okay. Good. Thank you. Oh, Jesus, yes, Lord.
Anyone else tonight? Glory to God. Anyone else? Amen. And no one else tonight. Glory to God. Amen, Jesus. The woman of God, you have performed. Amen.
Amen tonight. Father God, in Jesus' mighty name, God, as we come before you tonight, glory to God, lifting up the name of Jesus on tonight. Father, there are many of us on this line, so we come in agreement tonight as I lift up these prayer requests before you. You say where two or three touch and agree of anything in your name, hallelujah, God, that you are in the midst and you will do it. Glory to God tonight. I bless you tonight. I give you the glory tonight, God, for what you are going to do. God, I come before you in the name of Jesus, bringing down every stronghold.
Yes.
I bind the will of Satan, and I cause him to behave tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who is the Son of the living God, we come against every opposition tonight, every assignment tonight, right now, that God was sent and assigned to this prayer line. We declare that the fire of God begin to burn, that you would mute their mouth, deafen their ears, hallelujah, and blind their eyes tonight, God, as we pray and lift for you in the mighty name of Jesus. We know tonight, God, that there is nothing too hard for you to do. Nothing is impossible if we believe you tonight, God, and we come back to you by faith. You say he that believes must believe that God first exists and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And God, tonight I come to you lifting up, God, this family members that need to walk in obedience to God, even for the woman of God and her prayer request. I declare tonight in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we release the spirit of obedience. We release the power of Almighty God to this family. We release the deliverance of God over this family in the mighty name. Cover them with the blood of Jesus. We say that no weapon formed against them shall prosper, and every tongue that is rising up against them in judgment, every negative word that is spoken, we pull it down now in the name of Jesus. We release your power, God, to free those who are in captivity. You say you came to set the captive free. You died that we may live. Glory be to God. You became sin to make us righteous. You must shine all over Hosea tonight. And God, as I speak, God, and declare fail. You said, whatever I declare, it shall be established. You said, anything I ask for and pray for, hallelujah, tonight, if I believe I receive it, I shall have it. I come to you in faith, knowing, God, tonight, that you've heard me even before I connected on this line. Hallelujah, God, and I declare, God, that you... You will release God's salvation. You will release obedience. You will release the power of God to bring them into a level with you, God, where they have never been before. In the Bako Shandara Bahosa, release your anointing. Break, hallelujah, and destroy every yoke. You call Shaka that would not. Oh, Shanda, lift every burden tonight. You Shanda the Mahaya. We cancel your assignment. We destroy your Bako Shanda. Every stronghold on my Shanda Mahosa on an assignment in his family. You are a liar tonight from the pit of hell. I lift Abigail tonight. Hako Shaka, you are the God that healeth. My God, my Shekeya. Is there anything too hard for you to do? You raise Lazarus from the dead after 4 days in the grave. You said, Lazarus, come forth. I speak to Abigail tonight. Abigail, come forth. I release resurrection power beside your hospital there. I declare, God, that you baffled the doctor's report. I declare, Abigail shall live and not die, and her parents shall testify. I speak life to Abigail. I speak, God, the breath and the wind of God that rose up the armies of Israel. You call dry bone to live. That same wind tonight blow by Abba Koshanda. God Abba Kipo Basha. He called Abba Kasta. Blow upon Abigail tonight. I declare, Abigail, you die, but you shall come Kushanda. I cancel the spirit of death. I strip you of your authority. When Jesus Christ went down in hell, he took authority over death, hell, and the grave. He came a victory to my Kushanda. He came a victory. He called the Lord host. He said he gave us power and authority over all the powers of the enemy. And I speak to death tonight. I tell you, behave, and I bring your assignment to naught. I declare that our brains will begin to function. I declare that our lungs will begin to function. I declare that even as the dry bones stood on their feet, Abigail, you will get up the bed and stand up on your feet. I declare you will be going home. Say in the blood of Jesus, there are millions of us standing in agreement with this prayer tonight. In the name of Koshanda. And so, God, we expect and anticipate that you will go in the hospital, send your angels and flaming swords of fire to fight against the prince of the power of the air, to fight against ruling spirit in dark places, to fight against every assignment, every plot, every protocol by the enemy called Satan. He calls Shaka. We speak to Abigail. Yes, Darius' daughter was dead, and Jesus put them all on the outside, and he went in and he spoke to Darius' daughter. He said, to my God, little girl, arise. We speak to Abigail tonight. Little girl, arise in Jesus' name. I send your word to the hospital tonight, God. Shatter, you are wounded for her transgression. So Abigail's iniquity, the chastisement, oh God of your peace, is upon little Abigail. And you told me in your word, and you are not a man to lie, that by your stripes she was already healed. We claim these blessings. We declare your word, God, go forth like a two-edged sword tonight to that horse. And rise Abigail up. God, I bring this to Jenny before you, who desires to go higher. Father God, right now, release an anointing over her life. Right now, touch her as I pray. Let her feel your anointing. Let her feel your power, God, go to her body. In the mighty name of Jesus, every stagnating spirit, every hindrance, assignment. Every setback that is holding your horses, we command you to loose her now and let her go. You spoke to Lazarus. You said loose him. You told him to loose Lazarus and let him go. Take off the graveyard clothes. We declare that the graveyard clothes is coming off and being stripped. And you're both shattered of a host. I declare, God, that her mind be the mind of Jesus Christ, that her spiritual eyes and ears will begin to open, that she would hear what thus said the Lord in the name of Jesus, that she would be sensitive to the voice of Almighty God, that you would use her for her, your glory, that you would get the glory out of her life, out of her family, God. In the Nikanshia, we call you forth, woman of God. I call you forth tonight. God said, call you forth. He called you forth. Do the work that he's called you to do. Ah, shut out of a host. I declare that God touched your ear to hear his voice. That God put, my God, eye salve on your eyes to see. In the name of Jesus, that this would be the beginning of a brand new day in your life. In the name of Jesus, all things are passed away. And I declare, God, that you give her a passion and a drive and a zeal for you, your word for prayer. And I seal this prayer. I seal everything that was said by the blood, every backlash, and every spirit of retaliation in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Done. It is done in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Oh,
Lord,
done,
God. Name. Ah. Yes, Lord.
Be
yes,
Lord.
Lord.
Move
yes,
by
Lord.
Your spirit.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
Lord. In the name of Jesus.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Oh,
glory to God.
Thank you for manifestation, God, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory.
Oh, sure. Yes, God. Yes,
glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. We give God thanks. We give God praise tonight. Glory to God for the move of God. We thank him tonight for the word of God. Glory be to God. We just give him thanks tonight. My God, my God, my God. Glory to God. Truly we can say the Lord has done us well. Glory be to God. Amen. Equipping us on tonight to hear his voice. Glory be to God. And we give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. Glory to God. We stop for you, woman of God. Thank you for availing yourself on tonight in the service of the Lord. Amen, Jesus. Truly we can say our hearts did burn. Amen. Our hearts did burn with the word. Amen. As the word of God went forth on tonight. And we give God thanks tonight for the sharpening. We thank him for the sharpening on tonight. Glory to God for the sharpening that we can hear his voice. God, that we won't miss him. Glory to God. And we can declare, we can decree on tonight, people of God, that we will not leave this line the same. Amen. Glory be to God. But we give him thanks. Glory to God. We give him praise. Glory be to God. I tell you, my heart is full tonight for all that the Lord has done. Glory to God, and we know that your hearts, amen, on tonight are full. Amen, Jesus, just glory to God, amen, just speechless. Glory be to God, for truly the Lord has spoken, amen. And we thank him tonight again for you, woman of God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Glory to God, and we just, amen, on tonight, amen, want to just pray a blessing, amen, unto you. Glory be to God. Amen.
Yes, God.
God, hallelujah. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Hey, God,
hallelujah. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Jesus.
Glory.
Jesus.
Glory to God, the blessings of the Lord upon you, the blessings, glory to God of the Lord, higher,
Glory to God. May he Glory to God. May he bless you tonight. May he bless you. May he restore you tonight. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray on tonight, glory to God, the strength of God, the very breath of God. Hey, God, the very breath of God. Higher. Glory to God. Glory to God that will breathe down upon you in the precious name. Blessing of the Lord upon you. Glory to God. In your hands, in your feet. Glory to God. Whatsoever. Glory to God.
Jesus.
We pray tonight that the blessings of the Lord, glory to God, would overtake you, would overshadow you. We pray that he will strengthen you on tonight. We pray that he will strengthen you. We are tonight, Lord God, that he will cause his face to shine upon you. We pray the favor of God, the favor of God upon you, the name of Jesus. We pray tonight, doors open. Open doors, glory to God. Open doors, oh God, that you would take this gospel, glory to God, even to the ends of the earth. We pray tonight. We pray tonight that your every desire, oh God, that the Lord would grant you in the precious name of Jesus. We pray even now that the glory to God, the virtue, oh God, restoration, oh God, of virtue tonight. Father, we give you thanks for your servant now. We thank you for this woman of God. We thank you, glory to God, for bringing her unto this people. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. We glorify you tonight, God. Father, we ask it, oh God, cause your glory. In the precious name of Jesus, and we do bind the very hand of the enemy. We bring it every work to naught, even concerning her. We cancel every contract of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, we declare that there shall be no backlash. We declare and we decree there shall be no retaliation. We thank you tonight for your word. We thank you. Thank you for your word tonight. Oh God, we thank you. We bless you now. We thank you. Oh God, we thank you. Every plan of the enemy, we bring down as sons of God. And we thank you tonight for lifting. We thank you for elevation of your servant. For this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor and glory.
You are Master Jesus. Thank you. Shamanda Jesus.
Glory. Oh, glory. Hey, God. Hey, Rasta. Yes, sir. Glory to God. In our precious name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. 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 Amen on tonight. Glory to God. Amen. Again, we thank the Lord. We give him praise. Amen. We bless the Lord again for the word. We bless him tonight. Glory be to God for all that has been said. We thank him tonight. Glory be to God. And people of God, we just want to let you know that you can get a copy of this broadcast. Amen. As always, glory to God, you can simply text on tonight, 912-257-3918. And again, that's 912-257-3918. Amen. And for our international listeners, we want to let you know, amen, that you can text us via WhatsApp. And that number is 678-608-7234. And again, 678-608-7234. Don't forget, you can always go out to the web, amen, Prayer News Network, amen. And there you can get copies of the broadcast, listen to copies of the broadcast. You can also go to our Facebook page, amen, Jesus. Go out to Prayer News Network Facebook page. Glory to God, and just click there, amen, and you can as well listen to the broadcast as often as you want, any on the timeline, amen, as often as you desire.
Amen. As well, those that like podcasts, glory to God, you can also listen via podcast via the web. Amen. Glory to God. But if you would like to get a copy, amen, glory to God, we will send you a copy directly to your phone. Amen, Jesus, and you can hold it. You can have it there with you to listen. Amen. As well, you can send it to other people. We desire that you send it. Send it, send it, send it. Send this word out to the nations. Amen. Somebody needs to hear this word. Glory to God. Somebody's life is depending on you sending this word. Amen. So if you feel the unctioning, when you feel the unctioning, amen, glory to God, send us a text message. Let us know that you would like to have a copy. We'll send you a copy directly to your phone. Amen. And certainly send it out at the unctioning store. Amen. God bless you tonight, people of God. We, again, are so grateful. We thank God for you. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your attention. Amen. To the voice of the Lord. Yes. Amen. To the voice of the Lord. People of God, get a copy of this broadcast. Send it to somebody. Amen. Somebody else needs to know, amen, that they need to hear the voice of the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. Pack, pack, pack. Amen. Glory to God with what you need. Amen. To bring ye nigh unto him. Amen. God bless you tonight. Glory to God. And at this time, amen, we're going to turn the platform back over to the woman of God. Woman of God, for your final words. And if you would bless the line and close us out tonight. Amen, Jesus. People of God, come on back tomorrow night. Come back tomorrow night. Amen. Glory to God. We'll be here. Amen. 9 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 9 o'clock Eastern time. We will be here. And we invite you, amen, to come on out and hear, amen, what thus saith the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you, woman of God. You have the, amen, platform on tonight. Amen. For final remarks and for the dismissal on tonight. God bless you, woman of God.
Amen. 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 In the name of Jesus, who is worthy to be praised, I do give him all the glory. I do give him all the praise once again. Hallelujah, Jesus, glory to God. Oh, Jesus, thank you, Lord, for finding a nobody like me to raise me up. I praise him tonight because he could have bypassed me and went to somebody else in my... But, me, and... You know, I almost died as a child. The enemy was trying to kill me as a child. And I remember my grandmother, she prayed in child life, I will give her to you for the rest of her life. And that used to make me sick. And so I have these high fevers where my jaws were locked and my eyes rolling over in my head. And I used to go in these convulsions. And so she prayed that prayer. And I will never forget when she told me that that's what she prayed. And mm-hmm. when I look at myself today, I said, my grandmother dedicated me to the Lord. And so what I am is what God made me to be. But I want to say tonight to be encouraged. Know the voice of God. Let us get sensitive. Let us spend time. The way to know God's voice is to read his word. Study to show yourself approved unto God. A workman need not to be ashamed that you may rightly divide the word of truth. God speaks by his word. God speaks by his word. And so let us get sensitive and spend time in the word of God like never before. And spend time in our closets and our chambers like never before, because deception is very high. And many people are using ministries as a means to get gain, and people who are ignorant and unlearned and lack the knowledge of the Word of God are going to gravitate and are gravitating to a lot of them because signs and wonder, they see a lot of, they're doing a lot of demonstration and saying it's God. So tonight I want to encourage us all to be sensitive and know God's voice, know what he's saying, know when to say no, when to say yes. But I do give God pray tonight for Jesus Christ and the Holy Ghost, who is in charge of PNN Pure Line, and our evangelist Bradley tonight, who, oh, glory to God. I thank God for this woman in such a special way that I was connected to her, to another sister in the same ministry, and I don't regret it. Woman of God, thank you, your advisors, and everybody from every nation tonight. I just pray that something that God, not what I have spoken, but what God has spoken to you tonight, with even me tonight, it put me on another level. It caused me to come up higher. So I pray that something tonight would cause you to come up higher and cause you to want to know the voice of God. God bless you tonight. I pray and I declare tonight over this line tonight, over Evangelist Bradley and all advisors and everyone from every nation, I declare the blessings of the Lord over you that makes one rich and added no sorrow. I declare tonight that God is bringing us into himself, and he's teaching us his ways. He's doing the things that in us that he desires to be done. I declare tonight that the will of God is being done on PNN Prayer Line. The kingdom is being built through PNN Prayer Line. Souls are being changed, hallelujah, through this line. And I thank God tonight for the transformation and restoration of the many souls. You be blessed tonight and hold on to God even when trials and testing come. Stay in the process and don't be distracted. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. God bless you, people of God. That does conclude our broadcast for tonight. Amen, Jesus. Go in the presence of the Lord and listen to hear what he will say unto you. God bless you. We love you, and we will see you on tomorrow night. Blessings unto you.
Okay, so what do I have?
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.